I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. More than 2 million people in Kenya are facing acute food insecurity since the rainy season ended in December with two-thirds below average rainfall. Kenya Hope runs Hope Centers in Narok villages. Each Hope Center has a well for clean drinking water and provides meals and other community resources, all in Jesus' name. Brian Haley, Executive Director of Kenya Hope, says,
"We've increased the water supply that we are providing. Normally, we ask our centers to collect a small fee for water so that they can prepare for ongoing maintenance and things, but we've stopped that so that water is free and accessible to everybody. We've also increased the amount of food rations, meals that we are providing, so everyone in the community is still being fed during drought."
Ask God to send rain and provide for struggling families in Kenya. Finally, Hale Ortiz is a missionary with Transworld Radio who works to reach Spanish speakers in the United States for Christ. In the current tensions about immigration enforcement, Ortiz urges Christians to pray for what's going on inside people.
"We know, as a Latino community in the United States, that there are a lot of people who are not legally in the United States. We cannot cover the sun with a finger, as we said in Spanish.
But many are in the U.S. legally, yet they're still at risk of the uncomfortable experience of being interrogated by law officers. And that's why some choose a low profile, fearing even to go to church. Please pray for the peace of Christ in the United States, for both immigrants, law officers, and their communities. Pray against fear, anger, and hatred. And then, learn about a podcast from TWR's Spanish Language Ministry that shares gospel hope for immigrants. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.